If you will, the tendency of humans is to make nature work for them, for their own benefit. For example, in agriculture, instead of letting plants grow wherever they want, according to their whims, which corresponds to the natural movement of life, they say, I'm more interested in that plant than this one, so I'm going to grow it. And we end up with single crop systems, where we only grow one type of plant, such as corn. So this has risks and advantages. The advantage is obvious. We'll be sure to have food. The risk is that we're putting all our eggs in one basket. And if that plant starts to get sick, it will quickly become disastrous. Nature is extremely rich. Every humble plant and every insignificant animal has a role to play. You might ask me, what are earthworms good for? Earthworms prepare and improve the soil. If there were no earthworms, there would be no oxygen in the soil and roots wouldn't be able to live properly. As a result, plant productivity would be low. And this means that food supply would be reduced. So earthworms, which everyone thinks are useless, are actually useful after all. And so the old idea of there being useful and harmful animals and plants is now completely outdated. And the vision we should have of life is that every being, in its own natural place, serves a purpose. It enriches an extremely complex system. And when we impoverish or simplify such a system, we're taking risks that we can't fully calculate.